Istula bronde ge custososie, ende ge custososie, al trono vosiate, ende ge custososie, ende ge ge librososie, androlo custosase, ende ge custososie, ende ge librososie, ende ge custososie, elebrina custosia, mendrono vo custososie, ende ge custososia, lepruando custosia, mekuata, lepriando vo librososie, esso pronde ge custososa, leke custososo prende ge custosa, endolo vo si ike custososia, lebruna quadosiate, ende ge custososia, lepriando vo custosuste, Esso pronde ge custosa za prianda gali custosie, ende ge custososia, lengro lobosi ato. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight because your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Well, thank you because the eyes of the righteous is upon you. We thank you, our Father, for the confidence that we have in you, that when the righteous cry out unto you, you will hear and deliver us out of every trouble. Thank you for your deliverance that is available in Zion unto us as we come tonight in the name of Jesus. For in Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Therefore, thank you for setting the captives free tonight, and for releasing us into what you have pre-planned and preordained for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved, the word of the Lord said, call upon me, and I will answer you. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will tell you about great and hidden things. There were things that were unknown, but God said for those who call upon him, he will make that which is hidden to others to become known unto us. Call upon me, and I will answer you. I will tell you great things. I will tell you about great and unsearchable things you do not know. I will tell you great and hidden things that you do not know. So there is a need to call in order to access Jeremiah 33 verse 3, the great and hidden things. That is remarkable things, remarkable secrets. that we do not know. We have started this morning as we begin to speak to the Lord, who is committed to His word, to expose the hideout of the enemy. It is called hideout because they were operating from hidden places that are not known. Beloved, when the Lord spoke this word unto Jeremiah, the nation were in a state of dilapidation. Things were going on. The enemy thought he was having a field day, but God had promised restoration, because there is an expiry time to the oppressions of the enemy. So God is saying, I will yet rebuild, I will yet restore, I will yet bring my people back. But it was commanded that the ability to see the way out is based on their ability to do what we are going to do tonight. Beloved, God said in your calling, it means the call and the cry is asking to know what you do not know. When man seeks for God, in the state where you and I needed to know something, the king in Babylon set up an appointment for death, because he had a dream. And he was waiting for somebody to tell him his dream. And also to tell him its interpretation. Daniel chapter number 2. No man was able to tell him about the disturbing dream that he had. Neither were they able to interpret it. So, in order for people not to lie to him, for the wise men, for the people who are walking like in the queen's palace of our day, if the queen were to have a dream, she does not want to trust them. This king, asking Nebuchadnezzar, doesn't want to trust their interpretation of his dream, because he wouldn't know whether they were telling the truth. And therefore he said, in verse number 8, and responding to the wise men, the magicians, those men that he hired in his office, He said, I know for certain that you will gain time because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you, for you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation. And they were open to say to the king, there is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever had such things of any magician. Of any astrologer, or any child, it is a difficult thing that the king requested, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with man. They were clear. So there are things that are great, and there are things that were hidden. There are things that are deep that the magicians cannot interpret. Neither could the Chaldean or the astrologers have understanding of those things. The Chaldeans, the cloud breakers, they don't have the power to unravel what the king requested. They said because of the complexity of what he's asking of, there is no astrologer that have an understanding of what the king wanted to know. The astrologers, their personalities, who are the sun and moon worshippers, they are like the, we can also look at them as the astronauts. Beloved, because they are people that study the elements of the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars. They are the people that will give, beloved, certain recommendations based on the position of the sun and the moon. And they will advise that these are the likely meaning or impact certain things can make on the earth because of those elements. But they said they cannot understand. The magician will create different types of illusion. they practice occultic practices, but yet, with all their negative powers, they have no understanding. So we saw that Daniel asked about this. You can read it at your own time, because we are asking to have secrets unraveled this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The king might be angry. Anger does not deliver the job. You do, what you don't know, you don't know. And God said the only way you can find out is by calling upon him. Beloved, Daniel went on to the three friends that he had when he got to know about this situation. He said to give him time. He told them, he sent a message to the king, give us more time. That they might seek, in verse 18, mercy. This is the key from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not be wasted. Because the king had made a verdict of death against the magicians, the astrologers, and the wise men. I said, if they cannot understand and interpret his dream, they are only going to be subjected to death. But they asked, Daniel went to his companion and asked God, he said, give us mercy. Show us mercy. O God of heaven, concerning the secret. Mercy concerning the secrets that we ought to know, so that we are able to have our life preserved. So when you have understanding of secrets, you can escape death. The evil plan and intent of the enemy can be frustrated. You can frustrate the talking of liars. The verdict of the enemy can be overturned. Overturn evil verdict. You can escape disaster. You can escape destruction. And Jeremiah 33:3 said, when you have understanding of the secrets that you ought to know, you can be brought back into restoration. You can miss appointments with disappointment. Beloved, and beloved, every verdict of setback can be overturned. to overturn negative verdict. The things that are not have anything to do with your advancement or that cannot move you forward. What you have to understand is that they are standing in a realm in a different level of service. Like men are recruited and employed in the marketplace, and the king gave a verdict of death. If none of them are able to understand his dream. And then Daniel said, because of the cry of mercy, I thank God, I must not be wasted with the wicked. The verdict of death must not find expression in my life. By your mercy, show me what I need to know to escape evil verdict. What I need to know to overturn the verdict that the king has made. What I need to know to solve the problem that the king need solve it so that my life and that of my friends will not be wasted. Beloved, he said, I must not die with the unrighteous. There's somebody I want to believe if this person is not on this altar. When we come back in the morning, I will yet take exactly this prayer up. This person, the one that I see you do, the person is a care assistant. Care assistant. And I also saw the connectivity between this person, a woman, who is a care assistant. We know that you are the one that I'm talking about. There are two colleagues of yours in the past. Colleagues, your secondary school was you could do better. But life was handled carelessly at that time. And actually, those who went to the same school, they have become achievers. And they have done very well. And there are men, especially there are two men that stood out in those seasons that you went to the same school with. As the Lord was showing, I could see that one of them actually was a doctor. But that man that was a doctor was a man that actually had to work to send himself to school. But today they are achievers. So life for this individual has been tough because the time that Right Foundation were meant to be laid, things were not done properly, and it looks as if the individual right now has so much of struggles. But I want you to know that it's not late. God is going to come into your space. Every appointment with disappointment in life is overturned. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, because Daniel asked the Lord, I need it. I need to be able. That was a task. in his office. I need to be able to solve this problem. I need to be able to answer this question. I need to be able, because the employer was the king. You have to get value for money. So if you are not getting value for the people that have been recruited, then what is the point? So he has the right to say, I'm going to do this today because they were meant to deliver results. So what this word of God is telling us, that when we call upon the Lord, he can even give us understanding of natural things as well as spiritual things. That was the demand that they placed upon them. That is what the employer is asking for. So if you don't know certain things that your employer is asking you for, you can ask God, how do I solve this problem? How do I navigate even this particular work that I was given? How do I have understanding? So God revealed the secret unto him in a night vision. God made the truth that he needs to know known unto him in a night vision. God divinely revealed unto him what he needed to be able to answer the king's question. A vision he had by divine revelation had insight to the answer he was meant to deliver when he was meant to deliver it. And therefore Daniel blessed the Lord and worshiped him. Daniel 2, he came to an understanding in verse 19 after the cry of mercy. God answered. So the cry of mercy is saying, I'm not saying answer me because I deserve it, but beloved, he requested for answers based on the mercy of the Lord, not based on right. He was facing a verdict that was already pronounced by the king. Beloved, the king had said, for this reason, the king was angry, verse 12, and very furious, and gave command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Satanic verdict, sponsoring an assault against life. So it is possible to escape it. They have started killing others, but beloved, you and I will escape in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So the next few days, they are very, very important. He begins to salute God, that God is the one from whom wisdom and might is sought from. It's that wisdom and might are his. He is the one that changes seasons and changes times, because your God and my God does not fail. So it changed the time. The time was already determined that if they had no answer, they would die like other men. And beloved, he removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. So nobody can say that they are self-made, but we are all God-made. God-given wisdom. God is the source of all knowledge. And knowledge means you know. You have a knowledge of something, the ability to know. He acknowledged that knowledge comes from the Lord. It's the ability to be able to comprehend something. The other men, they were not able to answer the question of the king or interpret it because they do not have the knowledge. Knowledge is the insight that you have, the capacity to be able to apprehend, beloved, what has to be understood. God knows what is in the darkness. He has insight of what lies in darkness. There is nothing the enemy is planning that God does not know. That's why in the time of Job, when Satan was walking to our friend, said, "What are you looking for?" He said, "I'm walking through and fall over the earth." And God said, "Have you seen my servant Job? He has understanding of what lies in the dark. Light dwelleth within him." That is why we're going to call him tonight. Light dwells within him. He reveals deep and secret things. Beloved, reaffirming a reality of what God said unto Jeremiah. Daniel acknowledges it because it's no longer just a letter. There were reality for him. Through the cry of mercy, he understood what he needed to know to escape death. Therefore, he said, "I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and you have now made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand." Therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And he went and said, "Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king interpretation." Beloved, it takes a man that has understanding and insight to be able to stand against the verdict that was contrary to it. So you and I saw that not only did he get the interpretation, as a result of giving that interpretation, in Daniel chapter number 2, we saw that the king elevated him and promoted him and his friends. They rose in their organization because they have answers. They rose in their organization because they can talk about the secrets that needs to be known to the king. They were able to solve the riddle. They were able to answer the question of the king. So they escaped death. So when we are praying in the many few days of this week, you are coming to know the secrets that will make you escape death, that will make you escape destruction, that will make you to miss appointment with satanic demonic bodies that was contrary to your destiny and to your life, that will make every plot of the enemy to become beloved and known where you are concerned. Those are the things that God is going to do. And God equipping us with the right word that is required to be able to deal with issues. Therefore, this morning, we are going to go back because I gave us a number of scriptures. This morning, the reason why God is the revealer of all secrets is because he's the only God that has secrets. Secret things belong unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:20. Secret things belongs unto God, unto the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of the law. Until you know secrets, you don't know what action to take. Until secret is unraveled, it is impossible to take a step in the pathway of destiny. And we have gone through some details this morning. If you are not here in that yesterday morning, it is important to you to know that it's not cheap. It's not for the sycophants. It's not for those who are not in the Lord's party, who just wanted to have access to information, not revelation. And beloved, they don't have the power to deal with those things. He said, "Call upon me, I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things." God said, "I will make those secrets that belongs to me. I will share with you my secrets, and I will expose those secrets that you do not know unto you." Jesus will say that everything that the Father is doing, he makes known unto me. He hides no secret from me. And as far as God is concerned, he wants to give us understanding of divine secrets and give us access to the secrets that are profitable to us. But our ways must be right. And that is why we look at James chapter number 4. Earlier this morning, and it said, there is our, it said you pray and you do not receive because you are asking for the things that you want to consume on your own self. Daniel, I've already set himself apart for the Lord, refused to be polluted. Even though he was in a particular organization in the king's palace where they are working, they desire and they live for God, even on their job. So they were not disappointed. Others were living for themselves, and they were magicians, they were sorcerers. They were having a feast when Daniel and his mate were engaging God to receive of him understanding of what they need to do. So when we pray this prayer in these 20 minutes by the grace of God, I want you to mean it in your heart. We are going to make a cry. It's going to be based on the mercy of God. But somebody has got to ask, because Proverbs chapter number 25, Proverbs chapter number 25, the word of the Lord said in verse number 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. So search out that matter is the glory of the kings. When we search it out and we have an understanding, then it becomes beneficial and profitable unto us. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and it will show them his covenant. So God wants to unravel Psalm 25, verse number 14. God wants to unravel what we need to know unto us so that we can take steps that are profitable. Amos 3:7, the Lord will not do a thing unless he reveals them unto his servant the prophet. So God will make a secret known unto those who will speak for him, those who will speak on his behalf, those who will stand for him. And Jesus said in John 15:15, he said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, and everything that I learned from my Father, I have made them known unto you. So there is a need for relationship, because you don't expose your secret to psychopaths. I call you friends. God's secrets are known unto those who are his friends. Beloved, and God wants to share his secrets with us, like he did unto Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. He said, can I hide anything from my friend Abraham? Can I really hide from him what I was about to do? He wants to tell his secret to those who have close relationship with him. And if you are on this altar this morning, you want to say to the Lord, Lord, I want to connect myself back unto you. If you have wandered away, you are sent to the Lord, Lord, like a prodigal son, I return to you tonight. Unravel to me every secret that I need to know that will stabilize me, that will settle and establish me in your presence and in destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, unravel to me everything that I need to know that will settle and establish me in your presence, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In lobo custoso, priendenge custoso sia. Lenglu custoso, se ebrina no dono plus ade. Rededicate your life to Jesus. Reconnect with him and tell him, take my life, I yield and I surrender unto you. I don't want to be in between two opinions. He said, if you are neither called or all, I will spew you out of my mouth. It said, I want you to be one. Follow God if you want God. Follow this devil. Don't even do it 50 so that you know what is the end result. But if you are putting your hand in the plow to follow after God, don't look back. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you are sent to the Lord. I am ready for you. Help me. People will go to different places, to the magicians, to the tarot card readers, to whatever type of magician. Beloved, they go to the alandra, to the celebrities. What are they looking for? They want to know secrets. And beloved, they will still come to church on Sunday. And God is saying that you don't have to travel around town. If you befriend me, I will tell you about the things that you ought to know that will make you to escape satanic appointments, that will make you to escape death and destruction, that will make you to escape failure and falling, that will make you to escape appointments with regression and with disaster. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord. Lord, cover me this morning with the blood of Jesus. Lord, let your mercy avail, prevail for me. Let your mercy avail and prevail for me. Let your mercy avail and prevail for me. Usto lebri antustozozi. Enso pronde custozoza. Ile pronde custozozi. Enso pronde custozia. Liantronoso. Endege siato ella bronde che custo sosie endo no libu sosia ondo cosciate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. I want you to begin to serve them, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Expose to me every great and hidden secret that I need to know to escape any appointment with disappointment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, expose to me every great and hidden secret that I need to know to escape appointment with disappointment, appointment with regression and backwardness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the Christososie, in the Kububuzozo, and the Christososie. And then the Libus Osia, in Loba Custos Osia, in Cocoa Libus Osia, and then the Libus Osia, and then the Custos Osia, and then the Custos, on the Custosia, expose to me every secret, reveal to me every secret that I need to know to escape. Every appointment with disappointment, appointment with regression, appointment with disfavor, appointment with discouragement, appointment with regression, appointment with backwardness, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in love of the Ito, in Clocustosia. And the Kusosie, in La Bronde Kusosie, and the Kuasosia, in Dolabosiato, and the Kusosie, in Lobosiato, in the Kusosia, in Dolabosiate, in the Kusosia, in Bakuazo, on the Kusosia, in Lobosia. And the Kusosia, in Lobo de Metesiate, and the Kuasosia, in Lobo Kustosia, in Dolabo Sosia, and Tron de Kustosia, and so Pron de Kustoso, and so Prun de Kustosia, in the Kuasosia, in the Kalibusosia, and the Kustoso. Esso pronde de custoso sia, il lo pronde de custosa, istondo costosie, il lo va pronde de custoso sia, istondo goli custosia, in the name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, lift up your voice, I have said to the Father, my Father, you have to see that advantage was already made. But God overturned those verdicts. A verdict of death and destruction was overturned because he made known the secret that Daniel and the three friends of his were meant to understand. So they saved their life and they saved the life even of the wise men in that city. When we have understanding of secret, we save our own life and we save the life of other men in our community, in our nation. Therefore, you are going to say to the Lord, my Father, Lord, have mercy upon me. Reveal to me every secret that I need to know to escape death, to escape destruction, to escape disappointment, to escape depression, to escape even regression, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. My Father, by the virtue of your mercy, reveal to me every secret that I need to know to escape demonic verdict, to escape every contrary decision that is made under the covenant of darkness by any demonic personality should say, in love, in toda qua socie, en tenge custo socie, in dolo plus arte, in glo custo socie, in coqua socie, in toda coton de libri socie, in toga libri socie, so priante, in stondo la pronega quaso, en so pronega cucuso socie, in so pronega custo socie, in la pronega custo socie, Istula ronde ke custo socia, inde ke custo socia, ende ke ke libru socia, inde ke ke libru socia, ille prende ke kukuku socia, illo pronde ke custo socia, ende ke custo socia, prianda ke custo socia, illa baba custo socia, illa baba custo socia, my father, make known to me the secret that I need to know, Lord, by your mercy, to escape the body verdict against my life and my destiny, to escape the turning verdict against my ministry or my marriage. Lord, unravel to me every secret that I need to know, O Lord of God, the earth, to fight the plan of the wicked against my life or my destiny. Unravel to me every secret that I need to know to prove the enemy wrong over my life. Ustonde de custoso, de entro no nuku custoso, illo pronde de custoso sie, enso pronde de custosiado, ende de custoso sia, illo baba custoso sia, inde de que consuate libro sosie, enso pronde de custoso sie, in love of Brandega Quasosia, in love of Custosia, and Dega Custosia, and Dega Calibusosia, is told of Custosia, and Dega Custoso, and Dega Custosia, is so Brandega Custosia, in the Calibusosia, and Dolica Custosia. Ende ke kulubus odo, inge kusto sosia, in lobobo shate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's okay for me to stop wherever we stop tonight, but I had a caution. I had a caution as the Lord began to speak to me that unless you know yourself, that the first step that Daniel passed, beloved, is the test to know who they really were. Under blocks that don't know who they are, they can have alcohol and trade their tomorrow today. But Daniel chapter number 1, these are men that said, we will not pollute ourselves. They asked the Enoch that was giving other people the things that are coming from the king's palace, they said, don't give it to us. We must be different. There must be something about us that they needed to acquire the gift and then distinguish themselves because they gained from God what was needed. In Christ Jesus, Luke 8 verse 10, he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others, beloved, Jesus was speaking parables so that they see, they don't even know what they see. They hear and they do not understand. Beloved, because they are not in God. Yesterday I have seen this over and over again. Many have destroyed relationships, they've destroyed their families, they've built and pulled it down because even when their dream has been messed up, they don't know. They are deceived in their dreams because they see other people that look like the people that were troubling them and they are fighting the people. But whereas they were not seeing right, because the enemy put on a different form and they could not identify. Many will dream they are blank and they can't remember what they saw because something is not gelling. How can a woman be the problem of her husband and they were still sleeping on the same bed? And that woman will wake up in the morning and everything is hunky-dory, but because that personality does not know who they really are, they don't know that they sleep physically, but they are a torment to their own family in the nighttime. So when a man picks up a prayer to say, I want to deal with that situation, that personality can end up killing his wife because you are saying to God, deal with anything that is standing in the way of my life. And then the wife can fall sick and die. Or the husband falls sick and die. The man is not the one who wants to kill anybody, was killing the devil. But an ignorant personality refuses to is not aware. They are not aware of what they are doing. So they have no opportunity to repent. If a thief is not know that they are stealing, how can they say they were sorry and take the things back? And there are people that have prayed and family members are dying. They did, they were not targeting the family members because they just pray they want to be free from their problem. But the individuals that are in those trouble don't know who they are in the realm of the spirit. Beloved, they are not on the Lord's side. And they make themselves a victim of God's judgment. That is why it is important for every believer to know, Lord, what is this that represents me in the spirit? I am supposed to be a child of the living God. What is going on? Lord, show me what I look like in the spirit. I'm supposed to look like God. What are they used to represent me in the dark places? We have seen of this also. A man that needed a job, and the Lord spoke to me that there is somebody on this altar, there is a shadow of him that goes to a place before he gets there. And because another one always preceded him, when he gets there, they don't want him. And I remember somebody called me and said that is what her husband was going to, because every time he gets a job, he doesn't last. Because they will tell him at work that he has attended a meeting that he never did attend. And they will lay him off. The first you can think it is an accident. The second is an accident. And until that secret was exposed, God did not tell us the next step to take to have that man secure a job. But men, they easily forget about God when they are comfortable. I don't know, but it is important that you are saying to God, show me as, because man is spirit. God is spirit. Beloved, God is spirit, and those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And man, we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in the body. So, beloved, those who are called out of their body tonight, and you are traveling everywhere, and you are on your bed, and you are seeing yourself in meetings, so something is wrong. You see yourself with strange people. You are saying, God, do not let me be blind to myself. Show me what I really look like in the spirit. Let any level of the army. I have seen big men when pastors are looking like little child. In the spirit, which is what they represent. When people have been born again long time, look completely, spiritual sense is complete immature. When human beings have seen themselves that they were cows, that is an entity, that is a demonic entity. all you want to know, Lord, what am I? Who am I, Lord? Beloved Daniel, they recognize who they were and they refuse to be polluted. Reveal to me who am I in Christ. That is what God did to Jeremiah the first day. He said, this is who you are. I know you before I formed you to be my prophet. That is what you are meant to be. But you are not supposed to be a priest. You might be raised in the family of this priest, but this is what I need you to be for me. So you are sent to the Lord, my Father, by the covenant of your mercy. Reveal me to me. Reveal myself to me. Reveal myself to me. What I am, what I was meant to be, what you ordained for me to be. In Christ Jesus, Lord, show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. Oh, Lord, because the Indian of Rondega Custosia, in Lebruto, so on the Custosia. Lord, by the revelation of your word, show me mercy tonight. In Son Delica Quasosia, in Lobo, all through the Nongros, the Ica Quasa. In love, all through the nongros, the Ike Custos of the Endelevo, the Ike Quazo, and Soprondega Custos of Lupus of the and Soprondega Custos of the in Dolom of the Ike Quazo of the reveal me to me, reveal me to me, the Angustos of the in love, Rondega Custos, Soprondega Custos of the in Stone Dolom of Custos of the in the love of custodia, in love from the cucusosia, and so from the calibrusia, in cucusosia, reveal who I am in Christ Jesus. Lord, what is my spiritual status? It said, you think you are rich, but you are very poor. God was speaking to a church that doesn't know who they really are. And then you think you are rich, but you are very poor. Revelation chapter number 3, verse 14. God was speaking to the Laodicean church. He said, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold nor hot, so then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth, because you say, I am rich. I have become wealthy. And have need of nothing, self-sufficient. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich. White garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve so that you can see. They don't see themselves. They saw a different state. They thought they were what they were not. And God is saying, I have what it takes for you to see right. And that is why we are going to say to the Lord, by your mercy, O God, Lord, make me to see my spiritual state and what you want me to be. Lord, make me what I should be. Deliver me from self. Deliver me from self-pleasing. Deliver me from they were satisfied with themselves. 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 You have said to the Lord, I only want to be satisfied with you. Lord, I don't want to be self-satisfied under the wrong perspective of who I was. Lord, I want to be what you have called me to be. Show me my spiritual state.
Revelation, Lord of you, is to Ilabongros Arte,
Jesus. In soplonde que custodosia. Make your way plain before my face. Give me understanding of all the things that I need to know. Ustonike kukustodosie. Help me to understand every hidden secret behind my trouble. What le ustodongle kukustodosa. The entrono kustodosie. Engle kukustodosie. Endege kostosu supronegaza. Indege kostosia. Endege gedelebruso ose. Endege kwazo. Ondege kwaza. Endege gedelebrusosia. Endege kustosia. Antronovosiate. Endege gedelebrusosia. Enda kostosia. Indolobobostosia. Endege kostosu susupronege kostate. Indolobosiato. Endege gedelebrusosia. Endege kwazo, ondo gogosiato, endege kustososie, ensoprondege kustosia, iloprondege kwazo, endege kustososia, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord says, Psalm number 5 and 7, but as for me, by your abundance, love and kindness, I will enter your house at your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my faults. Make your way plain before me. There is nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. It was surrounding men that he doesn't even understand. He said to God, all them guilty, all God, by their own devices, let them fall in the multitude of their transgressions. Transgressions, thrust them out, for they are rebellious against you. Until we know things in the way God wants us to know, you really don't know who you are surrounded with. And therefore, David begins to say to the Lord, let your ways be made plain before my face. Lord, reveal to me every secret that I need to know, so that I can understand what was planned against me under the covering of darkness, and I don't become a prey to the net of the enemy. My Father, by your mercy, reveal to me every hidden secret that I need to know behind any trouble, behind any challenge, behind any oppression that is contrary to your will, any setup of the enemy against me, so that I do not become a prey into the net of the wicked. In love of Christos, Istondo custososie, ensoprondege quasa, iloba koshate. Beloved, said to the Lord, the Lord, by your mercy, show me the secret that will turn the setup of the enemy to a stepping stone for my spiritual, financial, mental advancement in life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my Father, reveal to me every secret that I ought to know. Lord, thou will turn me the Anglican quasi, thou will convert what the enemy did to set me up, what the enemy did to cause me to fail. Let it become a stepping stone for my spiritual, physical advancement, for my spiritual, mental advancement, for my spiritual, ministerial advancement. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sopondenge Custodosie. In love of custodosia, in stula grondege custodia, in dolofosiato, in dege custodosia, in doge librusosia, in gocoshete. Beloved, said to the Lord tonight, unravel to me by your mercy every secret that I need to know that will make me escape appointment with verdicts of backwardness, verdicts of regression, verdict of failure and failing, verdict of joblessness and all. all blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who made that verdict, but Father, unravel to me. It's in secret that I need to know that will make me escape every verdict with destruction, every verdict with despair, every dark verdict, even with oppression. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is surrounding a custodian, the enthroned on custodian, the enthroned God, unlovable, the ikequasa. In loco nega quasa, le enge co custosontie, istondo co custosontie, in alavoso, I remove my name from those who are confused. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, said to the Lord, clear me from the record of confused men and women. Lord, erase my name from the record of those who have no clarity of purpose, understand the will of God. Lord, erase my name from the book of those who are oppressed in the daytime or in the nighttime.
Every great secret that I need.
vostra heart. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. For he that asketh, receiveth. To whom of those who seek, they find. And those who knock, the door shall be opened unto them. You have asked tonight, and the Lord has answered. Therefore, you want to give God thanks for what he has done, that today every verdict of hell against any prevalence is overturned in the name of Jesus. If that call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know of. Therefore, begin to rejoice in God for making known the secret that we ought to know to escape every arrangement of the enemy to destroy, to bring into despair, to frustrate, and to deny us of what God has prepared and preordained for us. Therefore, begin to give God thanks in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So on Troniga Custozo Penege Custozo Pone Custasia Nendele Prono Custozi Le Kundostosia Tanegri the Eye. Lord, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus, because faithful are you who have started a good work in us that we also completed. Therefore, tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the uncovering of every mystery. And for the unraveling of every secret that we ought to know, Lord, to escape death, every secret that we need to know about ourselves, about our spiritual status, every secret that we need to know about who are meant to be in you and how to walk, even according to your divine order for our lives. Father, we thank you this morning that unto us you have given the understanding of the mysteries of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, my Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you this morning in the name of Jesus that every prevailer called by your name into this commission, Lord, I declare that by the unraveling of the divine mysteries of God, the secrets of God, Lord, everyone will see who they are in Christ Jesus and walk according to the order of Christ. In the name of Jesus, therefore, by the unraveling of your secret, as you have done unto Daniel, I decree and declare escape from death, escape from destruction. I overturn every evil verdict of death and hell, every satanic arrangement with disaster and destruction. I decree that it fails concerning us in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I command the unraveling of secrets that is required to frustrate the tokens of life, to make the divine as man. Lord, I decree its release over our lives today in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that every prevailer begin to have access even to the divine secret of God, that frustrate every appointment with disappointment, discouragement, regression, backwardness, sicknesses, and diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus, but by the unraveling of your secrets, you will bring us into understanding even of your ways in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we escape every satanic net that is drawn for our feet in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because he that keepeth us neither slumber nor sleep, and even as we lay down to sleep tonight, we will hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because secret things belong to you, and those that have been revealed belong to us and our children so that we can profit thereby. Therefore, every divine secret that is revealed to the prevailers tonight in the name of Jesus, they are profitable unto us. They will begin to motivate us to make the right decision and take the right step in the pathway of life that you have ordained and prepared for us. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. So thank you for unraveling every secret that we need to know to progress to be established. Every secret that we need to know to move forward. Every secret that we need to know to solve problems. Every secret that we need to know to answer every question. Every secret that we need to know, Lord, to be surrounded even with those who fear you. Lord, we receive divine understanding of such secrets today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our God. Because you are for us, no man can be against us. So as we lay down our head to sleep tonight, we will hear the voice of the Lord behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I come against every spirit of lethargy, every spirit of lukewarmness. I come against every spirit of backsliding in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare peace even to the heart of every prevailer in the name of Jesus. Anything that is wrongly representing us in the spirit, today I decree every wrong representation of the prevailer in the realm of the spirit, I decree it erased and nullified by the blood of Jesus. Our body is the temple of the living God, and the Holy Spirit dwelleth within us. Therefore, whatsoever plan to defile this body, I decree that they are destroyed now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the Lord that answered by fire, the one, the God that revealed his mysteries and his secrets to his servants. Lord, unto you that perform your word that you speak to me and execute your word that you have send me to deliver, unto you that we yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your Spirit, unto you, my Heavenly Father, who will yet perform to perfection every word that you have spoken tonight, unto you will return the glory, the honor, and the praise. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Beloved, I congratulate you this night. And I